This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The Supreme Court entered its last week of the term today and handed down three big First Amendment decisions. They included one about whether a high school student's free speech rights give him the right to display a sign that reads, "Bong hits for Jesus." The court said no. And another about whether the president can be sued for his faith-based initiative. Again, the court said no. Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com was at the court today and joins us now. Hi, Dahlia.
Hi.
Before we talk about those two cases, we're entering the most expensive presidential campaign in history, and there was also a ruling today on campaign finance reform.
That's right. This is kind of a big deal. This had to do with a provision of in the 2002 Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act that banned what was called so-called issue ads. Those are the kinds of commercials that don't say, "Vote for me." They say, "Jane Doe does X, and you should call her and let her know what you think of that." So they're not directly advocating something to happen in the election. In any event, the court had recently said that that provision that said that within a blackout period before the election, you couldn't have those kinds of ads was not unconstitutional in its face. Today, quite shortly thereafter, the court went the other way and said, actually, no, it's unconstitutional as applied to the specific group Wisconsin Right to Life. Chief Justice Roberts, writing for the court, said in questions of the First Amendment, the tie goes to the speaker, not the censor. This was a 5-4 decision. Justice Souter, for the more liberal, moderate wing of the court, read a dissent from the bench.
Okay, so a setback there for campaign finance reform. Another decision today about whether taxpayers can sue the president over his faith-based community initiative. What was that about?
Again, 5-4 ruling, Chief Justice Roberts with the majority saying there is no standing for taxpayers. They cannot extend this notion that the courts would be supervising every tiny minute action of the executive branch.
And finally, from Jesus and government to bong hits for Jesus. This was a free speech, another free speech case. Can you talk about this one?
Right. This was a pretty fun case that came out of Alaska. Here was a student who held up a banner during the Olympic torch relay, an enormous banner that said, "Bong hits for Jesus," and he was disciplined by the principal. The question really went to the heart of what are the boundaries of free speech in school, and the court, 5-4, again, the conservative wing outflanking the liberal wing, said, absolutely, this is permissible for the principal to discipline this kind of speech. It's not protected student speech, and in fact, it was reasonable, said the majority, to conclude that bong hits for Jesus is a drug message that needs to be sort of pushed out of the school. So another 5-4 ruling. No surprises today, but I think we're starting to see a trend.
Dahlia, in this case, you said it's a free speech case, but free speech in schools or free speech off of school property?
Well, the court actually had to answer that question because the student was not on school property. He was across the street holding his sign. But the court went out of its way to say, no, this was a school event. The principal let them out of school for this event. In other words, it was, and there were teachers milling around and students milling around. In other words, this was quite clearly, said the majority, a school-sponsored event. And this counted as no different from any in-school event or in-school speech.
Interesting. Dahlia Lithwick of Slate.com and Day to Day regular. Thanks again.
Always a pleasure.